This is Guan Yingwu from VCU. I'm here to present a short paper and a simple idea of reducing the SAT relatency while NAND flash program and this array suspension. It's John Wok with my advisor, Dr. Xuming He, also from VCU. First of all, I would like to answer the question, why do we want to suspend the program and the arrays to make the read faster? Well, as we know, for NAND flash, the program and arrays PE are about 10 times and 100 times slower than the RAID. And also with our current NAND flash products, the PE are non-suspendable, which means once they are committed to the NAND flash, there will be no preemptions. So if your application try to write and read at the same time, and you have relatively intensive workloads, the RAID latency is going to suffer from the queuing delay caused by PE. I will hear a simple example to back up my point. We have three read requests and one write mark on the timeline. So with the FIFO scheduling policy, we have the second read and third read scheduled after the completion of the write. And if we prioritize the read using the RPS scheduling policy, the read priority scheduling, we're going to schedule the second read before the write, but since we cannot preempt the write, the third read still has to wait. To further investigate this problem, we conducted simulation experiments using the Microsoft Research SSD simulator and six popular disk traces. We compared two scaling policies, the FIFO and the RPS, with two optimistic cases. First one, the PR, we assume the PE has have the same latency at the rate, and for the second case, P0 means PE has a latency of zero. So we normalize the rate latency in this figure, and as we can see, the RPS scaling policy, the red bar reduces the overhead a lot, but there's still a large room for improvements towards the optimistic cases. So our idea in this paper is to figure out some way to make the PE suspendable, and we expect to see a timeline on the bottom. We preempt the write operation so that there's no more waiting for the third read. This is the end of the rest of my talk. I'll begin with the background knowledge of why we can suspend the PE. Afterwards, I'll show how we do that, and followed by the evaluation and the conclusion. Here we're gonna take a closer look at how the PE operation are carried out in the NAND flash chip, and figure out whether we can suspend them, or when we can do that. First of all, the erase operation. The idea of the erase operation is to reset the flash cells in the target block, and which means expelling the electrons out of the floating gas. That is accomplished by applying on the cells a long pulse lasting about a couple of milliseconds, using a high and constant erase voltage of 10 to 20 volts, and then we'll do a verify operation, which is essentially a read operation to check if we have reset the mouse successfully. The duration of the verify operation is normally short, and we normally consider that to be atomic, and at the end of the each phase, we'll have to reset the operating voltage on the wires that connect the cells so that we can get ready for the next operation. Aside from a large erase voltage, the success of the erase operation mainly depends on the duration of the erase pulse. So we may suspend the erase pulse and carefully guarantee that we're going to finish what was F before the suspension. The program operation is a little bit more complicated than the erase due to accuracy requirements. As opposed to the erase, program actually charges the cell with electrons, and we need to do the charging process bit by bit, which means we're going to put some electrons in the floating gas using a program voltage, VPP, lasting about 20 microseconds, and then we'll verify if we have finished with the desired logic level. If not, we're going to increase the VPP a little bit and redo the program and verify iteration again. We consider the program pulse and the verify operation to be atomic. So intuitively, we may suspend the program operation in the interval of the atomic phases. So obviously, to suspend and resume the PE, the correct timing is a very critical problem. That is because for program, we need to memorize which phase either program or verify have we done before suspension, and also we need to know what's the value of the VPP voltage we used last time. For erase, we need to know how much job have we done before suspension. Actually, we may find the timing information easily in the control logic inside the NAND flash chip, which is responsible for carrying out the PE operation. It has counters and status registers to keep the track of the progress. This control logic is implemented using a slim machine. So if we want to support the suspension and the resumption operations, we can add some extra states into the state machine. So now let's see exactly how we do the suspension and the resumption. For suspending the erase operation, if the read arrives when we are trying to finish the current phase and resetting the voltage on the wires, we're going to schedule the suspension point after we are completely done. Or if the request occurs in the middle of the erase pulse or the verify operation, we're going to reset the wires immediately to get ready for the read operation. Since we normally consider the verify operation to be atomic, this is actually canceling the verify instead of doing the suspension. To resume, if we cancel the verify operation, we're going to redo that. So we're going to cause some overhead to the erase latency here. Or if we suspended the erase pulse, we're going to finish what was left before the suspension. To suspend the program, we propose two techniques. The first one is we schedule the suspension point in the interval of the atomic phases. We name that interface suspension IPS. And the second choice is that we will cancel the current phase, either verify or program, just like we cancel the verify phase in the erase operation. And we call that interface cancellation, IPC. Since the IPC doesn't wait the current phase to finish, it's going to have a better read performance than the IPS does. The resumption of the program is a little bit more complicated than the resumption of erase. As we know, in the NAND flash, we have a small page buffer to hold the data to be written, or the data that is that are just read from the chip. But right now, if we preempt a program operation by the read, we'll have to replace the content in the page buffer, which was the write data with the read data. So to resume, we have to return the write data in the page buffer. Actually, refetching the data again from the NAND flash controller is very time consuming. So we introduce the extra page buffer, we call that shadow buffer to save the write data. But it still takes some time to transfer data from the shadow buffer to the page buffer. That's going to cause some overhead to the program latency. To resume from the IPS, we're going to reload the buffer and do the next phase, either program or verify, depending on what was the last operation we have done before the suspension. And to resume from the IPC, if we cancel the verify operation, we're going to redo that. And if we cancel the program operation, now we are not sure what data do we have on the flash page. So we'll also have to do a verify operation to check if we have finished that or not. That means we're going to redo the program with the same programming voltage. In our approach, we try to suspend the PE as soon as possible, but there's still some extra time it takes to between the arrival of the read request and the suspension point, such as the time it takes to reset the wires. So we expect a similar performance of our approach to the optimistic cases, but there's going to be some subtle difference. Our simulation experiments have verified this point. From the figure on the top, we can barely see any obvious difference between our approach, the IPC technique, and the optimistic cases, without exceptions across the all the traces. We also compare the performance of the IPC technique and the IPS technique. As we know, IPC doesn't wait for the intervals, so it works better than the IPC in read latency. About the overhead on the write latency, we introduce some overhead if we have to redo some phases, just like the verify phase. And the most significant overhead is the time it takes to service the read request. So the write latency overhead is basically proportional to the times the PR are suspended and the time it takes to service the read request. Please refer to the paper for detailed discussion. In our simulation experiments, we actually see that the write overhead is trivial, mostly less than 5%. Okay. So to conclude, we can see that the idea of making the read faster by suspending the PE is a feasible solution, which has a pretty nice read performance gain and at a cost of lower overhead on the write latency. Thank you. I'll take questions.
Umesh Maheshwari, Nimble Storage. So it seems to me that this approach of suspending programs arrays works if the drive is lightly loaded, so you're not getting reads all the time. So is that true? So is this mostly for flash drives being used in personal or consumer electronics as opposed to enterprise systems?
Yes, that's true. That's true. Okay.
So basically, it assumes that reads and writes are few and far in between, and therefore they're not colliding all the time.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch.
So okay, maybe you have already confirmed what I was thinking.
All right, thank you.
Can I just ask one quick question? Sorry. So have you looked at the effect on endurance if you start twice as many program cycles as you were going to otherwise? What happens to the life of the part?
You mean like if we do the suspension for the program, we're going to do more
especially program. If you increase the voltage, yeah. I think you will.
Something
to think about.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Dave, can you introduce yourself, please?
Oh, sorry, Dave Anderson, Seagate.
Hi.
At this point, thank you again.